刘禧是法国十九世纪结束二十世纪开始的一个印象派的作曲家。
刘禧 is an impressionist piano composer at the end of 19th century, beginning of 20th century of France.
1888年的时候。
In 1888,
在巴黎有全世界万国博览会。
In Paris, there was a nation, international exhibition.
许多国家都有他们在那边的这个特别的展览。
There were many special exhibitions coming from all over the world.
那么印尼在那边也有展览。
In Indonesia, there was also a store there.
那么有一个年轻人每天下午两点就去等。
So there was a young man every afternoon at 2 p.m. he would be waiting there.
等印尼的展览开幕。
Waiting for the Indonesian to start their show.
注意听那个音乐。
And pay attention to the music.
那音乐叫做 gamelan, G-A-M-E-L-A-N, gamelan.
Gamelan.
那么这个 gamelan 是什么呢？
This gamelan, what is one of the music instruments
then? 铜器所做的一个圆的东西，那用这个锤呢，把它打出声音出来。
Using the bronze and then make the instrument and then hit by a stick.
声音很沉重的。
And very low with the voice.
又很险傲的。
And also very...profound，
所以说的咚叮咚咚咚咚咚咚，很有东方的神秘的气味。
And with the Oriental mystery in it，
那么这个法国的青年人大受影响。
So this young French, he was so influenced，
因为他太习惯于西方的这个呢七个音阶、七个音的这个一个音阶的音乐。
Because he's so familiar with the musical composition of the West，
是不是呢？所以后来呢，他就从印尼的音乐呢得到灵感，发挥另外一个和音阶。
So he got the inspiration from this gamelan and also this called another thing.
是六个音的。
That with the six tones.
是完全不一样。
Totally different.
后来就变成了世界上第一次有这种呢，这种音的这种音乐。
So it became the first of its kind in the whole world.
去发展了印象派的音乐。
And became this impressionist.
Debussy 就影响了 Ravel.
And he influenced Ravel.
Ravel 在影响 Debussy.
Ravel then influenced again Debussy.
就变成法国二十世纪初期印象派一个很独特的经典音乐。
So become a very classical impressionist music of the beginning of 20th century.
当时的法国刚好是印象派的图画正在影响全世界的时候。
France at that time, the impressionist painter actually influenced the whole world.
所以从 Pizarro 以后
，Pizarro
就有这个 Manet， 有 Monet， Cugan，
Cezanne，
还有这一个呢，荷兰的梵高，
Van Gogh
等等的人
，and all these people，
这些人起来。
And they were raised.
所以变成整个时代受这种精神的影响。
So the whole age was influenced by this impressionist spirit.
跟我们平常听的音乐不大一样。
And to the music we listen ordinarily is different.
所以我们听的时候不大惯。
So we are not used to it.
但是他用这 chromatic， 就是用半音，每一个半音都弹出来的这种音乐呢，是变成一种新的一种。新的发展。
And using a chromatic half of the tone, and they become a new music.
我盼望你们在音乐、在哲学、在各样事情都慢慢学会。比较深、比较广、比较有永恒价值的东西。
I heard that in music, in philosophy, and all these things, you learn something of depth of eternalness.
我的孩子们，我们都给他学音乐。
So all my children learn music.
但是他是最殷勤的。
But she is the one who is most diligent.
所以这一次他回来。
So when she comes back home.
我说你一天到底在美国弹琴练习多久？
I said, how many hours you spend in a day in America when you practice?
他说大概每天是八个钟头到十个钟头。
8 to 10 hours a day.
所以我想呢，栽培他是。很安慰，很值得的。
So I feel very comforted.
但是最近他讲一句话，好像我讲过，吓了我一跳。
But recently she said a statement as if I've stated before.
他说我很喜欢一个 Steinway 的钢琴。
I like a Steinway.
Steinway 钢琴是贵的不得了的。
You know, Steinway piano is so expensive.
比平常钢琴贵20倍、30倍。
Maybe 20 or 30 as compared to ordinary piano.
特别是好的。
And especially good one.
好像我说怎么可能买这个琴？
So how can we buy Steinway piano?
除非你会弹 Brahms 的 Variation of Paganini Book 1 Book 2两个都会弹，我可能会考虑给你。
Unless you can play Book 1 Book 2 or Paganini or Brahms, I'll buy for you.
所以说他说爸爸我已经买了这两本，好好练，以后你就给我 Steinway 啊。
And she said, I bought these two. I'll practice and buy me a Steinway in the
past. 哇，我已经来不及收口了。
So I got to retract my word.
因为那个时候想，他一定不可能会的。
Because I thought that she couldn't.
原来他心里想，一定可能会的。
And because in her heart she said, I can.
所以这个奋斗的心。
So a striving spirit
是年轻人一生很重要的。
It's what young people need for the whole life.
奋斗的心不可无。
A heart to strive, you have to have it.
骄傲的心不可有。
Man, that's a heart of pride.
大家说一二三，奋斗的心不可无，骄傲的心不可有。什么时候你有骄傲
？At any moment you're proud.
你就注定失败。
Then you are destined to fail.
什么时候你不奋斗
？At any time you don't strive for it.
你就停止长进。
Then you will start not to improve.
这句话你要注意听。
Listen to all these things.
什么时候你停止奋斗
？At any time when you stop striving.
你就长不长进。
Every time you're not progress.
什么时候你开始骄傲
？Every time you start to be proud.
你也就开始失败。
And also you start to fail.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
God bless us.
我们大家打开罗马书。
We shall all turn to Romans, the book of Romans.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章，我们已经讲了差不多七个月的时间了。
We have preached here for 7 months.
今天我们讲到第几节呢？我先读第十五、第十六节。
I will first read 15 and 16.
你们读第十七节。与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭，要彼此同心，不要自气高大，倒要扶救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。第十七节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。我再一次，第十七节，我先读第十六节最后一句话。不要自以为聪明，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。我们祷告。
Let's pray.
请李博士带领我们祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢您把这宝贵的罗马书赐给我们，并且这多年来使我们能够有这么机会在你面前来聆听。今天晚上我们再次把你话语打开的时候，求主真的打开我们的心，借着圣灵的光照，就是圣灵把我们带进真理里面，我们就能更明白主的心意。这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。上个礼拜我们讲到要彼此同心。
Last week we said that we must live in harmony.
不要自气高大。
And not be proud.
倒要扶救卑微的。
But also we want to be associated with those who are lowly.
这是人性伦理中间很重要的事情。
This is very important thing in human ethics.
为什么说彼此同心呢
？Why living in harmony?
因为每一个人只顾自己的时候，这个社会就没有办法。和谐
，because if everybody cares for themselves, the society will not be in harmony.
每一个人只以自己为中心，教会就不可能彼此团结。
And everybody have themselves as a center, then the church will not revive.
如果在一个公司里面
，in a company,
每一个人不顾整个公司，只顾自己的利
益。If everyone does not care the profit of the company, care for themselves,
这个公司一定倒。
Then this company will fail.
外国人跟中国人不同的地方在
The difference of Westerners and us is Chinese.
中国人做生意一下子就吵，一下子就争，一下子就裂。
The Chinese when they have a company together, they will quarrel and also they split.
外国人可以懂得怎样合作，怎么样设计，怎样顾大局而不注重自己。
But for the Westerners, they know how to care for the whole company, how to live in harmony.
所以他们的公司有的100年，有的200年，越做越大，越做越大。
So even for the company, they are there for 100 or 200 years and you also continue to prosper.
有一句话怎么说
？The one will say,
一个中国人胜过五个外国人。
A Chinese will be better than the 5 Westerners.
但十个外国人胜过10,000个中国人。
But 10 Westerners will be much better than 10,000.
因为他们懂得分工合作。
They know how to divide the work.
我注意理论。
I place emphasis on theory.
你注意策略。
But strategy too.
他注意市场。
But he plays on market.
他注意统计，统计学。
He will deal with statistics.
有的注意前途。
And he will deal with the future.
所以将一切的变化马上一同来讨论。
So for all these changes, they come together and discuss.
所以要彼此同心。
So to live in harmony.
这是很重要的事情。
This is important.
我们做主的工也是如此。
We who do the work of God is the same.
今天我们把这些工作做起来。
Today when we do this thing together.
我看上帝在各城市都给我们预备一些很同心的同工。
That God has prepared.Different cities co-workers they work one heartedly.
李博士很同心同工。
And Dr. Lee is also working one heartedly with us.
王牧师很同心同工。
Reverend Ong also work one heartedly with us.
我们中间还有几个只侍奉主的人都很同心同工。
And also we have co-workers also working one heartedly with us.
这都成了你们年轻人的榜样。
All this become your example of young people.
你们的彼此同心。
Live in one heartedly.
不要自气高大。
Do not be proud.
自气高大原文的意思不要自气高傲。
Do not be proud. Be proud.
不要骄傲。
do not feel proud.
如果我们看自己过于所当看的
if we deem ourselves much more than we should,
我们就不感恩
then we not give thanks.
我们就不荣耀上帝
then we not give glory to God.
我们就不安分守己
we do not keep our position.
我们就常常轻看
then many times we despise others.
如果我们志气高傲的话
if we are too proud,
我们容易跌倒
we are easy to fall.
所以真言书告诉我们
so the proverb says,
败坏之先必有骄傲
before failures there will be pride
尊荣之前必有谦卑
and before glory there is the humility
换句话说你谦卑以后你会尊荣起来
in other words if you are humble in the future you will be honored
如果骄傲你以后就摔下去
but if you are proud then you will fall
在希腊的神话里面
in the Greek mythology
有一个很美的故事
and there's a beautiful story
他说有一个小神的叫做Icarus 这个呢他这个天神对他说呢
This heavenly God told this Icarus
你盼望什么
What do you hope
他说我盼望飞得很高从高处看这个世界是怎么样
He said I aspire to fly high and to look down to the whole world
他说好
Is it good
我就给你两个翅膀
I'll give you two wings
那么你这个翅膀一飞起来展起来的时候
So when it spreads out the two wings
你就腾空了
And then you fly high
但是
But then
哈但是什么
What is that
但是有一件事你要遵守
One thing you must keep in promise
不要飞太高、啊、
Do not fly too high
他说为什么呢
Why
因为你的翅膀是蜡烛做的
Because this wing is made of candle
是用蜡做的
Candle
所以呢你越高的时候越靠近太阳越来越热蜡会融化
So the higher you fly you're closer to the sun and you will melt
你明白吗
You understand
这个蜡融化了翅膀就缩小了
So when this candle melt then you shrink
一滴一滴一滴下去
Then drop by drop it
所以你翅膀越缩越小越缩越小结果你不能飞你一定掉下
来 It shrink and then you'll fall
他说好好好好
He said okay
我现在听你的话
I listen to you
很多年轻人是这样
And young people are like that
有经验的人对你讲话
When the experienced people tell you
他说是是是是是
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't, 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 don't.
Yes, I know.
真的懂吗
Do you truly know?
不一定
Not necessarily.
你不喜欢老人家多讲话很啰嗦所以你就是懂懂其实不懂
Because you don't want the old people to be grumpy and that's why I say you know.
所以说好谢谢你啰啰嗦嗦的劝勉
Thank you for your grumpiness.
他就开始飞了
And then he started to fly.
展翅膀的时候
And spread the wings.
他就腾空了
And he rose.
一上到高空的时候
When he comes to the high sky
他看见哇大地这么清楚
He sees the earth so clear
河流这么流来流去
And also how the river flows and meadows
天是这么清脆
And also so green
房子变得这么小
And the house is so small
飞到更高的时候
When he flew higher
连山都看得很小了
Even he sees the mountains are small
山的背面都看得见
And even he sees the backside of the mountain
变无限的大地
He sees the infinity
他一直看一直看
So he look and look
越深越高
and higher and higher
后来他忘记了
so he forgot
对他境界的
that he was told
他说我要飞得更高
I want to fly higher
我要飞得更高
even
看得更清楚
to see clear
他飞上去的
so when he flew up
就因为靠近天上的太阳越来越高
closer to the sun
结果呢他的这个翅膀就融化掉
so the two wings melted
摔下来
and then he fell drastically
不但不能飞了
no he couldn't fly anymore
摔得差不多死掉一样
but almost he was dead
其实这个故事是没有科学的
this theory this story has no science
你飞到高空的时候越来越冷不是越来越热
when you fly higher it'll be colder and colder
你们坐飞机就知道了
when you are in air you know
飞机飞到三万尺的时候
when you are in 30,000 feet
飞机外面
And outside
the plane, 的温度是零下55度 Celsius
is minus 55
比冰箱里面更冷几十倍
even colder than when you're in the ice box
冷得不得了
it's so cold
而到底呢这个温度的最冷最冷的最最最最最最的最冷到底多少
now what is the coldest
那是零下280多度
maybe 280 plus
所以呢希腊的神话根本不是科学
so the Greek mythology is not a science
我讲的话都不能经过考验
but it cannot be tested with science
而圣经里面没有一件事情是可以被科学打倒的
and not even a single statement could be beaten by science
这就是神的话跟人的神话不同的地方
because God's word and mythology is different
虽然如此
even though
希腊神话不是科学但是有一些教训在
the Greek mythology has some teaching moral teaching
对我们很有帮助
to us is good
我们看见很多成功的人都是从谦卑开始
we see a lot of people who are successful they started with humility
很多失败的人都是从骄傲开始
and those who fail begins with the pride
所以保罗讲这句话
so Paul when he said this
不要自欺高大
do not be proud
你倒要扶 就卑微的人
also be associated with those who are lowly.
那个比你更不聪明的人
those who are less intelligent compared to you.
看不起他吗
do you despise them?
不应该
no.
比你穷的人
those are poorer than you.
你看不起他吗
do you despise them?
不应该
shouldn't.
比你没有学问的人
those who are less educated,
你看不起他吗
you despise them?
不应该
you shouldn't.
如果你比别人有钱
if you are richer compared to others,
你比别人有学问
also more learned,
你比别人有经验
and more experience,
不是因为你厉害
it doesn't mean you are great,
是因为上帝特别爱
but because God loves you more,
把多一点的聪明智慧放在你里面
giving you more intelligence,
把多一点的好处交给你
giving you more profit.
但是圣经告诉我们上帝给你多少以后要你交账多少
But the Bible says that much is given to you, much demanded from you.
所以我们最卑微的人
So to those who are lowly,
不是要轻看他
Not that we despise them,
是要帮助他
But to help them,
是要了解他
And to understand them,
是要安慰他
But comfort them,
是要建立他们
To establish them.
这样的你做人就达到了目标了
So then you become a fully human.
我这一生的最轻看的两种人
There are two kinds of people I despise in my life.
一种是对上司怕得不得了
Those who are frightened with their superior.
所以就像奴才一样的恭维
so that the slaves they want to flatter them
像狗一样的摇尾巴
and they wag the tails like a dog
你看到这种人吗
you see these people
对上司尽量谄媚讨好恭维这个没有骨头
so to the superiors without the bone they want to flatter them
但是这个人叫他比他更低的人呢
but to those who are lower than they are
他就作威作福
he wants to show off their power
蹂躏脚手拳脚踢
they want to stammer them or to kick them
这种人我叫他叫做奴才
and this kind of people are slaves
奴才怕主人
because they are afraid of the master
奴才对别的奴才非常严厉
and to the other slaves they will also be very stringent
这种人我看不起
I despise this kind of people
第二种人我看不起
the second kind
刚好相反过来
that's the reverse
就是对上面很反抗
and to the top they want to go against
谁比大好他就烦
Those who are better than they are, they want to fight against them.
谁比他厉害，他就妒忌。
And those who are better than they are, they are jealous.
谁比他成功，他就毁谤他。
Those who are more successful, they slander them.
比他好的，他都是讲坏话。
And they talk about bad things about them.
他不甘愿别人比他厉害。
They don't want people to be better than they do.
那么比他差的呢？
But those who are less fortunate,
他就尽量讨好。
And you try to please them.
尽量收买。
And try to buy them
over. 一面反抗上司，一面建立自己的小帝国。
So they oppose the superiors and try to establish their own empire.
这种人叫做奸臣。
And that kind of people are wicked people.
奴才与奸臣。
So whether a slave or a wicked people,
是我一生很轻看。
Are two that I despise my life.
我从我年轻的时候
，So since I was young,
靠着上帝的恩典
，By the grace of God,
我学会一些事情。
And I learned something.
对比我高的，尽量尊重、佩服。羡慕就是
Those who are higher than myself, I honor them, I admire them, I learn from them.
比我低的，我扶持，我帮助，我安慰，我体恤他们。
Those who are lower than myself, I sympathize them, I help them, I bring them up.
扶救卑微的人。
You are associated with those who are lowly, the Bible says.
你四周有比你更差的人。
And there are less fortunate than you do.
你不要轻看他。
Don't despise them.
你要爱护他们。
Love them.
你要栽培他们。
And bring them up.
你要了解他们。
Understand them.
你要照顾他们。
And so take care of them.
这样你做一个正人君子，不是做一个小人。
Then you become a gentleman.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
求主帮助我们。
God help us.
当讲完这一节以后呢？
After this word.
保罗怎么样讲呢？
What did Paul say?
保罗继续说下去。
Paul continues to say.
他说，你不要自以为聪明。
Do not feel that you are. Do not be self-conceited.
什么人是自以为聪明的人呢？
Who are those who are self-conceited?
就是刚刚懂一点就以为自己了不起的。
That you start to know a little bit, you thought that you know everything.
很多自以为了不起的人，不是了不起，其实是起不了。
A lot of people who are self-conceited, they will fall.
我们许多许多的人。
Many people
在这样的状况中间
，in this situation，
但是自己没有感觉到
，they do not feel that，
他看自己了不起
，they thought that they are good，
所以以为他知道的别人不知道
，they thought that what they know others don't know，
像那些学功夫的人呢
，those who have kung fu，
学得很厉害的
，and when they're good，
几乎没有人知道他会功夫
，and nobody knows they have martial arts，
那个刚刚学的人呢
，those who begin to learn，
每天就这样。
每天都不到了，
好像鬼恐世界人不认识他一样。
As these people wouldn't know that they know much.
这些人一下子就跟人家打败。
And this kind of people were beaten.
从前在我的家乡厦门发生过一件事。
In 厦门 my home
在海港的地方，港口的地方。
Near the harbour.
有一个人呢就在那里表演，他很厉害。
So there was a man who showed his martial art.
我这么年轻，功夫这么厉害。
You see, I'm young, I'm good in martial art.
所以有的人在那里说，不要这样骄傲了。
People are saying, don't be proud.
我是骄傲吗
？I'm proud.
你认识我吗
？You know?
你敢跟我打吗
？Can you fight me?
所以每一个人跟他气得不得了。
So everyone was so angry.
他们谁不听他的就跟他打。
So if people don't listen to him, he will beat them.
他也算得很厉害。
But he was good.
谁那些跟他打的反抗都反抗不了。
So all those people cannot fight him back.
所以他越来越厉害。
So he was proud.
后来有个老人家。
So one day there was an old man.
老太婆。
Old lady.
他说年轻人不要骄傲。
Young man, don't be proud.
我老人家劝你不要骄傲。
I as an old lady, I beseech you not to be proud.
你个老太婆，你懂什么
？Yeah, old lady, what do you know?
我不懂，什么都不懂。
I know nothing.
我只懂得你不要骄傲。
I only know you don't be proud.
他说不比你管他的事情。
他
说 我不爱管，但是今天管一点点了。
But today I'll care a little bit.
你要管什么？
What do you want to care?
我就是管，不要骄傲。
这
老太太多嘴，我打你了。
Already I'll beat you.
你打不打我？我告诉你，不要骄傲。
I just tell you, don't be proud.
这个年轻人气得要命。
Young man was so angry.
你再讲我就打你。
One more time I'll beat you.
这个老太婆不但不屈服啊。
Not only she will not listen
to him. 他这个青年肩膀，青年人呐，不要骄傲。
That step on the shoulder, don't be proud.
他很气。
He was angry.
结果他讲这个老人，我一打他一定倒下去。
So if I will fight her, she will fall.
所以放他走算
了。Never mind.
可怜老人家，还要碰我的肩膀。
You want to beat on my shoulder?
后来老人家回去。
So the old lady went back.
回去以后呢
？After that,
这个年轻人呢
？This young man.
难道访问他也回去
？So he went back after the sunset.
回去了以后呢，开始痛。
And start to get pain.
越来越痛。
More and more painful. More and more painful.
痛到第二天呢
？The second day.
手不能举起来。
Couldn't lift the hand.
第三天呢
？The third day.
不能动。
Couldn't move.
第四天整个单身麻醉。
The fourth day, the whole half of body was paralyzed.
他糟糕了。那一天老太婆她不叫骄傲。
That old lady was a bit don't be proud.
到底这个人是谁呀
？Who is this old lady?
后来他就问人家了。
He asked
问他的师父
，and asked her his master.
师父，我半身麻痹。
So I feel paralyzed.
我这个不能动，我的手不能
move my hand now.
我说是。
What happened?
你不平常不是练得很好吗
？I thought you are good in martial arts.
这个举起来。
Now lift your hand.
他不能举了，整个身体都举起来。
I couldn't lift his hand.
他这个师父说，我看看。
Let me see.
哇，他说糟糕了。
Wow, something
happened. 你这里面的筋啊，全部乱了。
Because all this have been disturbed.
全部乱了。
All this kind of have been disturbed.
有没有跌倒？
Did he fall?
没有。
No.
发生什么事？告诉我。
What happened? Tell me.
告诉人那一天我在港口那边表演。
That day on the harbor, I was showing my martial art.
有的人敢跟我反抗，我就打他。
If people oppose me, I'll beat him.
后来一个老人家驼驼背、瘦瘦的，就不要骄傲，就找我去。
So a hunchback old lady said, "Tell me that don't be proud and just beat me on my shoulder."
他的师父说，是瘦
said,
瘦瘦的吗
？Is it slim?
是不是美毛兮兮的
？And with a slender,
有点驼背的。
Eyebrows,
是不是
hunchback?
这个面长长的。
Long face.
他的师就是。
Oh yes, yes.
啊，那糟糕了。如果他动过你。
If she touch you,
你永远不能好了。
Forever you're not be healed.
你不能好了。
You're not be healed.
那么说糟糕怎么办？我永远这样。
So forever I'll be like that.
那我不是年轻就比那个老人家更老的样子。
So I be look older than old.
那我不能好怎么办
？What happened?
师傅，你给我弄好好吗
？Master, heal me.
师傅说我也不能弄。
I cannot.
因为如果我给他弄，我也没有办法。
Because I would not have the way out if I were cut by her.
那个老人家是我的师傅的师傅。
That only is my master's master.
他传下来的所有最好的技术呢，就是那一种他不传的。
Because that is the only thing she never teach.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
他弄的，除非你去找他。
Go back to her.
你不找他，你不会好。
Even the go back to her, you don't be healed.
说他在哪里啊
？Where is she?
我这样怎么去找他
？How can I go and see?
我要用人用不成，把轿子把我抬去他。
You will have to take me there with us.
后来他们就给他地址。
So they give her him the address.
叫人家把他抬去。
So took him there.
哎呀，他住在这个山里面。
Just right in the mountain.
把一个这样的人抬到山里容易不容易
？To carry this person into the mountain.
他们把他抬去，到了那边以后
，Not at all.
是谁
？Who is that?
半身麻醉这个是。
The one who is paralyzed. Nothing again.
他不睬他。
She never cared.
你找谁
？Why you gonna see?
找一个老师傅。
I want to see an old man.
现在不敢讲，那老太婆。
Then I see an old lady now.
现在开始谦卑下来。
Humble now.
找那个老师傅。
That old man.
有什么事
？What happened?
我要他帮助我医好我。
I want her to heal me.
今天没有时间。
I have no time today.
糟糕，今天没有时间，那么要在门口等到明天了。
So I wait there for a second day.
那要抬下山再抬上来嘛。
It's not easy to go down and come back.
老师傅啊，帮帮我吧。
Master, help.
可怜我吧。
我
今天来就是要你帮忙我。
Today I come so that you can help me.
告诉你今天没有时间，还有账。
I tell him no time today.
没办法了。
No way.
这个帮帮我。
Help me.
就像乞丐一样求。
Back like a beggar.
门开起来，啪。
So when the door was open,
进来 ，Come in. 坐在这里。
Sit down there.
他坐在那边。
He sat there.
他看这个老师傅，不是老师傅，老经验。
Looking at the old master, not old master, old experience.
这种女人老老的。
That old lady.
每个皱纹中间都是人生经验。
Every wrinkle that's experience in life.
现在轮到这个老人眼睛瞪着他。
Coming into this old lady, staring at him.
你那一天打了几个？
They how many people have beaten?
你那一天多么骄傲
！You were so proud.
你以为自己厉害
？You thought you're good.
你知道我站在旁边看多久
？You know I was there standing for and looking for how long?
你以为我老人家
？You thought my old lady.
我告诉你
，I tell you.
如果你不跪下来
，If you don't kneel down,
认错
，and confess
your wrong, 再尽量去找那些你所打过的一个一个去赔罪
，and also you say sorry to those people you have beaten.
我就让你终身残废
，You'll be paralyzed for whole life.
我不敢，不敢。
I cannot,
我一定要去求饶去。
I will go there and ask for forgiveness.
你不要在这里奴才相暴露。
Don't say that you want to expose yourself attitude.
你那天那个傲气。
You were so proud that day.
现在这个奴才相。
But now compared to you now.
告诉我你不像人。
I tell you you're not like a man.
哇，原来这个老人家。
That old lady.
声色俱厉。Very fierce.
Very fierce.
就把他大骂一顿。
And scolded him.
骂完了以后呢
？After that.
你要改吗？
You want to change?
你要谦卑吗
？You want to be humble?
我要改。
Yes, I want to be.
跪下来大哭。
Kneel down and cry.
认错。
And confess.
跪了很久以后呢
？And kneel for a long time then.
把手拿出来。
Shut out your hand.
不能动。
I cannot move.
拿不出来。
I cannot move.
试着慢慢动。
Slowly you move.
他就慢慢起来动给他。
So he moves slowly.
这个老人家呢
？That old lady.
拿起来
，That's tough.
哇，他叫到差不多五公里都可以听见。
So he cried with pain.
我痛的要死
，so painful.
然后赶紧赶紧赶紧赶紧跟他转来转去，哇，他眼泪流下来，整个人差不多要死掉。
And with tears running down.
昏天暗地。
And so painful.
弄完了以后
，After that.
回家
，Go back.
这样叫做医我。
You're healing me.
我就把他抬下去。
And people took him down.
两天以后
，Two days later.
他好了
，He was healed.
从那天开始
，Henceforth.
从来不敢再。
He dare not to be proud again.
亲爱的朋友
，My dear friends,
你还年轻
，You're young.
你以为自己聪明
，You thought you're intelligent.
你要像这样的一个人
，You want to be like this person.
圣经的教训
，The Bible says,
骄傲的人跌倒了
，He who is proudful,
骄傲的人跌倒了，一个一个告诉我
，One by one, he tells us.
你不要自以为聪明
，Don't feel that you're.
每一次你们听到这些教训
，Every time when you listen to this lesson,
你好好记在心
，You must put in your heart.
因为这些的教训。
All this lesson,
圣经的话
the Bible's word,
虽然你好像看不出什么
even though as if it's plain,
没有一句是浪费你的时间
not even a single statement was squandered your time,
没有一句是对你没有错
not even a single word was profitable to you,
感谢上帝
praise God,
不要自以为聪明
do not self-conceited,
这是第一句
that's the first thing,
接下去说什么呢
and then it says,
你不要以恶报恶
Do not repay anyone evil for evil.
什么叫做以恶报恶呢
？To repay evil for evil.
人对我不好，我也对他不好。
If people are not good to me, I won't be good to them.
你说这个叫做公义嘛
？That's called justice, you say.
你对我不好，当然我对你不好。
You're not good to me, of course I won't be good to you.
以言还言，以牙还牙。
You know, an eye for an eye, tit for tat.
你知道以言还言，以牙还牙这八个字。从什么时候开始
？You know, an eye for an eye. Where does this statement start?
你说五百年前不是
？500 years ago? No.
一千年前不是
？1000 years ago? No.
你说两千年前不是
？1000 years ago? No.
孔子2600年前不是
？Confucius time of 250 years ago?
你知道这句话不是中国人讲的
？Not the Chinese say.
以言还言
，an eye for an eye.
以牙还牙
，tooth for tooth.
是差不多4000年以前就有。
About 4000 years ago, you were saying.
孔子还没有生，1400年以前已经有了。
1400 years before Confucius was born, the statement was uttered.
这句话在哪里讲的呢
？Where did he say?
这句话是在这个阿嘎族，也就是米索波大米的一个王朝里面。
It is a dynasty of Mesopotamia.
有一个人呢
，There was a person.
他呢说。他从太阳神得到一些的启示
He thought that he got some inspiration revelation from the god of the sun
就教导人做生意要公平
So he started to teach that your businessman be fair
天平不可换不可用两种砝码
You must only have one balance
如果一个人杀了人要被杀
If a person would kill, he could be
killed. 如果人打掉别人牙，众人要把他的牙也打掉。
If also bit away people's teeth, he also teeth will be bitten
away. 如果打伤别人的眼不能看下来，他的眼要被挖出来。
If you injure people's eye, your eye will be engulfed.
所以这些就记在这巴比伦一个法版的上面。
So this is written on the tablet.
这个法版叫做汉谟拉比法版。
Hammurabi tablet.
Hammurabi tablet. Hammurabi stone.这个东西呢，在十九世纪、二十世纪初交换的时间，在巴比伦被发现。
So it was on the 18th to 20th century it was discovered in Babylon.
法国人就把它带回巴黎，在罗浮宫里面把它放在里面。
So the French brought it back to France and put it in Louvre.
现在还在。
And now it's still there.
三个礼拜以前我在巴黎。
And three weeks ago I was in Paris.
在巴黎有一块很重要的石头叫 Hammurabi stone.
And a very important stone in Paris called the Hammurabi stone.
另外一块很重要的石头叫做 Rosetta stone, 是从埃及带来，现在在英国的博物馆。
And then one called Rosetta stone from Egypt was brought to this Britain.
所以以言还言。
So eye for eye.
以牙还牙。
The tooth for tooth.
这个是四千年以前就传下的人类社会公正的原则。
And that was a principle of justice within the society passed on 4,000 years ago.
那么你说这个很正常吗？
Well, this is very common.
你对我好。
You're good to me.
我就对你好。
I'll be good to you.
你对我不好。
You're no good to me.
我就对你更不好。
I won't be good to you.
慢慢习惯了，认为这个是理所当然。
So then we thought that this is but too reasonable.
所以你常常听人家说。
So people is saying.
我这个人就是这样。
I am such.
如果人对我好，我就对他好。
If you are good to me, I am good to them.
但是呢
，But then，
如果人对我不好，我就比他更不好。
If you are not good to me, I am worse than you.
你听过没有啊
？Have you heard that？
哎，你听过没有啊
？Have you heard that？
回答、啊，你听过人这样讲没有啊
？Have you heard people saying that？
我这个人就是这样。
I am such.
这个叫做不打自招啊。
Ah, you confess himself.
如果你对我好，我就对你好。
If you are good to me, I am good to you.
如果人对我不好，我就对你更不好。
If you are not good to me, I am worse than you.
你听过没有
？Have you heard that？
有没有？全部回答，大声一点，有没有？你不是听过，你讲过。
You said that even.
你自己讲过这个话。
You said even.
我这个人就是这样。
I'm such.
我不感到奇怪。
I do not feel strange.
因为我从前也是这样。
I was such.
直到你认识上帝的话的时候。
Until when I know the word of God.
这句话出来了。
This word comes.
不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay evil for evil.
人对你不好。
If you are not good to you.
你不要对他不好。
You don't have to be evil to them.
容易不容易啊？
Is it easy?
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
容易不容易？
Is it easy?
人家对你不好。
People are not good to you.
你还是对他好。
You want to be good to them.
人家打你。
People beat you.
你还爱他。
You want to love them.
人家杀你。
People kill you.
你还笑笑的。
You smile.
你不是神经病吗？
You are mentally wrong.
人家对你不好，你对他好做什么呢？
If people are not good to you, how can you be good to them?
这不是没有道理。
But there is a reason for that.
这也不是不可行出来。
And also it is possible.
这不是神经病。
Not something who are mentally wrong people.
伟大的人格。
But it's a mighty personality.
现在我要把三个人做比较。
I want to compare three persons.
一个孔子。
One is Confucius.
一个是老子。
One is 老子。
还有一个呢？
One more.
老夫子是吗？
老夫子
不是、
no.
不是不是。一个孔子。
Confucius,
一个老子。
老子。
一个耶稣。
Jesus.
孔子说什么呢？
And then Confucius said,
以德道德
and using this a good to deal with good
以知道怨
but then you justice to deal with those who are not good to you
人对你好
if you are good to you
你对他好
you are good to them
人对你不好
if you are not good to you
你以正直的态度面对他
and with a just attitude and deal with them
孔子没有说你要报仇啊
and Confucius doesn't take revenge now
所以孔子是伟大的
so Confucius is great
那么老子怎么说呢
老子 said
以德报怨
And we could virtue to repay those evils.
你是讨厌厌叹的事情，人家对你不好。
Things people are not good to you.
你用美德来报答。
Using good virtue to repay them.
所以老子的道德观比孔子的道德观更高一
层。So the concept of morality is higher enough for this. Lao Tzu as compared to Confucius.
但是到底行得出来，行不出来
？But could it be practiced or not?
怎样才能行出来
？How then to practice it?
这个很难做出来。
This is difficult.
所以当我们受冤枉的时候
，So when we have been wrong again，
我们受不公义的时候
，And we have been injustice treated，
气得不得了
，We got so angry，
我不知道怎么样应付他
，I don't know how to deal with him。
但是耶稣说什么
？But Jesus said，
你要爱
，love
你的
，your
啊，爱你的仇敌
，enemies，
容易吗
？Is it easy？
很不容易
，Not easy，
很不容易
，Not easy at all。
爱仇敌
To love the enemies.
为逼迫你的人，你要祷告。
He who persecutes you, pray for them.
就是这句话的意思。
This statement.
你不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay evil for evil.
以恶报恶，永远没有结束。
Because you repay evil for evil, there's no end to it.
我小的时候
，When I was young,
跟我的哥哥打架。
To my brother, I fought with him.
所以呢，兄弟打架哦。
And the brothers fight themselves.
很不客气的。
Well, they'll be good men.
因为反正我认识你太久了嘛。
I know you for a long time.
你也认识我太久。
You know me for a long time.
所以你的后盾就是我的后盾嘛。
So your the background is my background.
要到妈妈面前吵再来吵，现在先打。
So we can go to the mother's house.
打他一次。后来他就打我一次。
So he beat me too.
我哪里敢念停止？我再打他一次。
No, I beat him again.
他就打我一次。结果打来打去，不知道打几次，是练都歪了，形都变了。
Don't know how many bigs we have.
到最后没有你打了。
So we were so tired.
妈妈大发脾气。
So the mother would go. Hey, come.
两个叫来了。
So you come.
你们没有爸爸。
So you didn't have father.
我三岁没有爸爸。
I was without father.
我的哥哥五岁没有爸爸。
And my brother was five.
我们两个打来打去。
So we beat each other.
你们刚才打来打去，大概打几次？
How many times?
一个人打别人几次？
How many times he beat the other person?
他打我，不是我打他。
He beat me first.
那每个人都以为自己是受害者，害人不算。
He's a prey.
害人不记得。
So you forget that you have injured others.
讲话伤人都不记得。
And you hurt others with a word you forget.
人伤你记得很清楚。
When people hurt you, you remember.
大概他打我五十次。
Maybe 50 times.
那你打他呢？
What are you?
我不记得。
I can't remember.
当然五十对五十的，打来打去。所以我妈妈说，如果他打你五十次，你至少打他四十九或者五十一。
So my mother said, if you have beaten you 50 times, at least 45 or
51. 半斤大梁。
So、you are the
两个都一样的
you are the same.
那么现在怎么样跪下来
Kneel down.
祷告
Pray.
上帝赦免
God will forgive you
赦免他他是赦免他
You say forgive him
那我妈妈怎么样讲呢
My mother say
好祷告完了以后
After praying
我现在教你啊
I'll teach you
以后要打的时候
You want to fight
先问
You ask for
这次要打多久
How many times will it
先讲价、哦、
We'll bargain first
我们等下要打了、哦、
We'll want to fight now
要打多少次
How many bits
五十
50
可以吗
Is it okay?
好，五十好
，OK，
好，现在已经答应了，同样五十哈。
So 50-50.
那么现在自己打自己。
So you beat yourself.
我打自己五十次。
So、
你打自己五十次，那么以后赚到五十，完了结束了。
So you end that.
一样不一样
？Is it the same?
一样不一样
？Is it the same?
一样
，same，
但是一定不一样。
But it's different.
你打别人一定很大力，打自己慢慢打。
When you beat others, you beat with full force, not yourself.
对不对呢？你怎么打自己打得很厉害？不可能的。
You won't beat yourself with full force.
因为每一个人都比较痛惜自己。
Because everybody have pity on themselves.
都不爱别人。
Do not love others.
我的母亲这样叫我啊。
That's why my mother.
要我醒过来。
So I realize.
原来结果呢？打人跟打自己是一样。
So to beat others, to beat yourself is the same.
现在如果有人打你
，If people beat you,
很痛。
Very painful.
你不要忘记打你的人也很痛。
The one who beat you also is painful.
因为这个力量是牛顿动力学的第二个定律。
The second dynamic law of Newton.
你们还记得吗？什么动力？什么作用力等于反作用力 ？Action is equal to reaction. 所以如果你的老师打你很大力的时候
，The master will beat you.
很痛，你不要
painful.
不要忘记你老师跟你一样痛。
He feel the same pain.
所以有一个歌唱家叫做 Leontin Price.
Leontin Price singer
是一个黑人。
Black.
当他在这个美国的大都会歌剧院唱完以后呢
，When in the Metropolitan Opera House he was singing.
3800个人
，3800 people.
感动的不得了。
我说他
想不到有这样好的声音
，such a good voice。
我那些人一听完他唱就鼓掌，鼓掌
，clap, clap, applaud，
没有停的
，nonstop，
很大声的鼓掌
，applaud loudly。
你这鼓掌鼓多久
？And how long？
27分钟
，27 minutes。
你是想自己打自己
？Why you beat yourself？
27分钟
，27 minutes。
有肿到多大
？Why you swell？
我不知道
，I don't know。
他们鼓掌27分钟
，So they applaud for 27 minutes。
记者断了以后呢？
So after this reporter made a
report, 历史上所有的记录做比较
，for all the record they compared the past,
他就写下来
，he written down
the record breaking clap hands,
就是鼓掌的这个记录，
世界纪录，
world record.
后来过了不久以后
，and later on,
有另外一个人叫 Plácido Domingo,
Domingo,
你们知道 Domingo 哈？三大男高音之一
，and three high good tenors in the world.
他在另外一个音会里面唱
，and another concert.
唱完了，人家鼓掌鼓掌
，people also applaud.
鼓掌了一分钟多，一个钟头多六分钟
，one hour and 6 minutes.
又破纪录
，and another record.
我就不知道这些人鼓掌完了又回家，开车有没有力
I don't know where is you after April when I go back when they drive, how did they drive?
肿到什么地步？
Yeah, the hand was swell.
就其实呢，自己打跟给人家打一样。
Just to beat yourself, to beat my heart is the same.
不同的地方在。
Different is.
给人打。
When I beat my heart,
很不甘愿。
You feel bad.
自己打。
You beat yourself.
有苦也吞下去。
Well, however painful your pain.
就是这样。
That's the way.
所以你不要以恶报。
Do not repay evil for evil.
当你用恶报别人的时候
，When you use evil to repay people,
别人的感受同你的感受是一样。
People's feeling and your feelings are the same.
别人会痛苦
，People will feel pain.
别人会流泪
，People will shed tears.
别人会伤心
，People will feel hurt.
别人心里受害
，In the heart they will injure.
所以我们要以心比心。
So your heart to compare to others.
爱人如己
And also you have love to love others.
从什么事情学来呢
How would you learn it?
当你受困、受害、受伤的时候
When you are being hurt, when you are being oppressed,
我们不要相报
Do not take revenge.
这很不容易
Not easy.
但如果你以恶报恶的时候
If you use evil for evil,
你就把自己降低变成和他同等一样下流的
Then you are lowering yourself to the same level as they do.
人家恶意待你
When people deal with evil,
恶意待人的话
So you deal with them evil,
你的灵性跟他一样
So your spirituality equal with them.
你对我不好是你的事
If you're not good to me, that's your own business.
因为你的道德那么低。
Because that is the standard of your morality.
我不会用同样的办法来对待你。
I won't use the same way to deal with you.
因为我的道德是高的。
Because my morality is higher than you do.
有一个人是不是妒忌我，我不知道。
There's a person, I don't know whether he's jealous of me.
但是他常常破坏我。
But many times he slander me.
这是真正发生的事。
Something true.
到荷兰去读博士的时候。
So when you go to Holland to take his PhD study.
他就用各样的办法攻击我。
He used all different ways to slander me.
攻击的时候呢。
When he was slandering me.
不是用写信来攻击我。
Not to write a letter to slander me.
放在 internet 里面。
Put in internet.
所以叫全世界的人都可以看见他反对我、攻击我、妒忌我那些话。
So that the whole world will see the way of slandering he had on me.
那我就不懂电脑。
I don't know about the internet.
我不要太多懂的这些，因为我时间太忙了。
I don't know too much of this because I'm too busy.
所以呢，我不知道他讲什么。
So I didn't know what he said.
但是世界上喜欢我的人很多。
But there are many people who love me in the world.
为我祷告的人很多。
Many people pray for me.
听我讲道的人有超过一两千万人。
Those have listened to me more than 10 million.
所以他们就打电话给我了。
So they call me up.
他不是你知道某某人在荷兰用 internet 用这个网络怎样攻击你攻击你攻击你。
Reverend Tom, do you know someone slander you on the internet?
我说我不知道。
I don't know.
他讲。
You said this and that.
那么你怎么样？
What do you do?
我说嘴巴是他的，让他讲
了。I said the mouth with him. You say whatever you like.
我哪里有办法拿一个针到他家里把他缝掉
？I cannot zip him up.
我的妈妈说。嘴长在别人的身上。
My mother said, "Mouth is on others."
你没有办法妨碍他讲话。
You cannot stop them from speaking.
如果你真的好
，If you're really good,
你不必怕他。
Don't be afraid.
如果你真的不好
，If you're not good,
没有人讲，你应当自己害羞。
Nobody say, but you feel ashamed.
我说妈妈为什么要讲我的辩护嘛？他说不必。
When he was slandering me, I would defend my. I told my mother.
我的妈妈说什么
？My mother say,
连皇帝也没有办法阻止百姓讲什么话。
Even the emperor cannot stop what people say.
皇帝权柄这么大。
He is so powerful with the emperor.
他没有办法拦阻人讲话。
He cannot stop the common people.
所以如果对皇帝有攻击的话
，If the slandering can go to the emperor,
传到各省、各城、各乡、各地
，It's been spread to all places in the nation.
皇帝有一天都会动摇的。
One day this emperor will.
最重要，你扪心自问。
The most important, you're clear with your conscience.
我从小学会这个事情。
Since I'm young, I learned this lesson.
是那个人攻击了到7次、8次，到了14次的时候。
He slandered until 14 times.
有一个很著名的这个财政的专家，金融专家。
A very famous financial analyst.
这个人有300家银行。
He has about 300 banks.
是很重要的亚洲银行界里面的。
Very important banker in Asia.
曾经是全亚洲银行总会的主席。
And he was once also the president of the Bankers Association in Asia.
这个人今年75岁。
He's 75
today. 他是我教会的会友。
And also a member of my church.
他有一天打电话给我。
One day he called me.
唐牧师。
Reverend Tom.
我们都很尊重你。
We respect you.
你的名誉。
And also your name,
你为人
your way of conduct,
我们都明白
we all know.
但是有一个人在世界的网络上一直攻击
But there's a person in the internet who slander you
你知道吗
Do you know?
我说我有听几个人打电话告诉我
I heard a few people calling me up I said,
那么你的名义给他这样破坏怎么样
So you even defame what I'm going to do
我说我不要反应
I'm not going to respond
他说你不反应
You don't respond.
人家这样攻击你不反应。
People slander you.
为什么你不反应
？Why don't you do that?
我说，因为上帝呼召我。
Because when God called me, I said,
不是做那种工作。
Not to do the ministry.
上帝呼召我传道。
God called me to be a preacher.
上帝呼召我不是替自己辩护。
Not a defender for myself.
哇，他莫名其妙。
So he feels strange.
怎么世界上有这样的人？
They got people in the world.
给人攻击静静的。
When you've been slandered, you keep quiet.
一言不报。
So you never repay with a word of evil.
一点不为自己辩护。
And you never defend yourself.
他说好。
He said, okay.
他牧师，如果你不要为自己辩护
，If you don't defend for yourself,
我们找律师替你辩护。
And we ask lawyer to defend for you.
我出钱
，I will pay for you.
来攻击他
，And to slander him.
替你出气。
So they'll take revenge for you.
好不好
？Would that be good?
我说不必。
I said no.
某某人不必。
No.
And I am not called for that.
因为我 不被呼召不是为此
I do not need to defend myself
我不必为自己辩护
It's up to God
是神为我伸冤
上帝许可有人反对我
Because God allow people to oppose me
那是借助他提醒我不要骄傲
Through him to remind me not to be proud
如果那些相信我的人
If those who believe in me
一定不听他讲
They will not listen to him
越看越讨厌
And they will dislike him
那些不信我的人
But those who trust me
我辩护他也不信因为他不信
I'll defend they won't trust me too
所以不要花钱
So、don't spend money.
不要浪费时间
Don't spend your time.
让他这样吧
Let him do.
他说我很奇怪
I feel very strange.
你既然这样决定
But you make a decision.
我们就照你的意思
We'll go according to what you say.
电话放下去
Put down the phone.
后来他再攻击再攻击
So he continues to slander.
后来就攻击了什么样呢
After that.
攻击到最后他累了
He was tired.
攻击的话也讲完了
He has finished all the word of slandering.
后来他就收盘了
So he wound up.
收盘了以后呢
？After he wound up.
上个礼拜我听到什么
？Last week what I heard.
他读博士都不成，结果神经病了。
He denied the pass in the PhD and then he go mentally wrong.
神经病以后呢？他在荷兰爬电杆线。
So he climbed up the
lamp pole. 差不多会触电死的。
About to be shocked electrically.
后来警察把他抓下来。
So he was caught by the police.
你做什么爬到电灯上面去
？When I come out the,
你哪里来的
？Where do you come from？
印尼来的。
Indonesia.
那这个人呢？现在连 passport 都给他撕破了。
And this person torn even his own passport.
所以他撕破 passport 是犯法的。
So he torn the passport, that's illegal.
他爬电灯杆可能是恐怖分子。
He climbed the light pole, maybe a terrorist.
所以政府就对付他。
So the government deal with him.
后来把他送回印尼。
And I send him back to Indonesia.
博士读不成，现在进到神经病院。
So now he go to the mental home.
你看可怜不可怜
？So you see,
我不必替自己讲话。
I don't have to defend for myself.
我们把一切交给上帝。
Give all to God.
如果有空，我会去神经病院去看他。
Maybe if I'm free, I will visit him in the mental home.
我为他祷告。
Pray for him.
帮助他。
Help him.
我们做人要伟大。
We must be great as a person.
不要单单聪明。
那只是在
世界聪明人很多。
There are many people who are intelligent in the world.
伟大的人很少。
A few great people.
世界心肠窄的人很多。
There are many people who are so narrow-minded.
心肠宽的人。
Those are broad with a heart of king.
世界只顾自己的人很多。
There are many people who care for themselves in the world.
存心帮助别人很少。
And for those who truly want to help others, a few.
你要学习。
You must learn.
这世界需要多一些好人。
This world need more good people.
你怎么能变成好人
？How can you turn to be good?
你要受主的救赎。
You must be redeemed by God.
求主赦免你。
That God forgive your sins.
求主充满爱在你心里。
That God fill your heart with love.
求主给你休息上帝的话。
That God allow you to learn the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
Praise、
不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay evil for evil.
最后一段讲什么
？And the second half.
他说呢，众人以为美的事。
To what people deem as right, be careful to do.
这一句话语很重要的。
This important.
众人以为美的事。
What is right in the eyes of everybody?
你要留心去做。
Be careful to do.
什么叫做众人以为美的事呢
？What do you mean by things people deem as good?
这里的众人不是全世界多数的人。
It doesn't mean the majority of the world.
是不是多数人以为好的就是好的？
Does it mean that the majority deem as good is good?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
这个世界犯罪的事会越来越增加。
Because in this world, the illegal, this unlawful thing will increase.
邪恶的事情越来越增加。
And also, those evil things will increase.
同性恋的数目会越来越增加。
Homosexual also will increase.
所以很多人以为对的不一定对。
A lot of people deem as right, it may not be right.
但是这里所说的众人是谁呢
？But who are these everybody?
是指
the point to
在教会里面同行的人。
Within the church, those who work 100.
因为前面先提了肢体的关系。
So because before that, he mentioned about the working in the corporate life.
那么我们怎么表明我们不是自欺高傲的人呢
？How How do we show that we are not self-conceited?
询问别人的意见。
We ask people's opinion.
虽然我在教会里面是创办人。
Even though I founded in my church.
我是区道会的主席。
And also I'm the chairman of my committee.
我下面会员一共有差不多几千个人。
And a few thousand in my members.
有几十个传道人。
And also the tens of these preachers.
我有十间的神学院。
And also ten seminaries.
有很多的修徒。
And many, many disciples.
但是每次开会的时候。
But every time when I'm meeting.
我问大家的意见。
I'll ask everybody's opinion.
你怎么样看？
What do you think?
你的意见。
What do you think?
有的是银行家。
Some are bankers.
有的是教授。
Some are professors.
有的是经济分析家。
Some are financial analysts.
有的是企业家。
Some are entrepreneurs.
有一些是很有学问的人。
Some are learned.
那么这些人的头脑。
So these people's mind and brain.
所以他每个礼拜听我讲道。
Every Sunday when they come to us.
我不能认为他们都在下面。
I cannot see that lower than me.
我唯我独尊不可以。
That I'm the dictator.
众人以为美的事。
What everybody deems as good.
要留心去做。
You must be careful to do.
这个修是与人同行。
To learn to be working with people in harmony.
亲爱的青年人。
So my dear young people.
亲爱的朋友。
My dear friends.
你要学习。
You must learn.
与大家一同齐步前行。
And also to move together with the group.
有许多时候我知道我的看法是对的。
Many times I feel that my side is right.
但我不先做。
But I won't do it for you.
先问他们的意见。
I would ask their opinion first.
有一些以为自己很厉害，一定要照他的办法。
So some thought that they were good, and also they want us to do according to their way.
我给他机会试试看。
I give him an opportunity to try.
结果过了不久，做得焦头烂额。
After some time, they could not succeed.
他承认不对了。
So he admitted wrong.
我说回头现在这么做。
So come back, we do this.
所以许多我的决定是要延迟一两年才做的。
Some of my decision I got to delay for 1 or 2 years.
我早就看出应该怎么样。
I've seen what the way should be.
别人没有看出。
People have not seen that.
那怎么办呢？
But what to do now?
你要学习等候。
Learn to be patient.
学习忍耐。
To be wait.
学习同心。
To be 100.
尽量不花，不要破坏人与人之间同工与同工之间的感情。
Try not to disturb the relationship of co-workers.
如果众人以为美的。
If what everybody feels as good.
你要去做。
Then you must do it.
但是怎么做呢？
How to do it?
这里说什么？
The Bible says,
留心
做。Be careful to do.
什么叫做留心做？
What do you mean? Be careful to do.
小心做。
Be very careful.
用智慧去做。
We wise also.
表示你不是随便盲从。
Which means you don't just follow blindly.
也不是你很大意的做事。
And don't also do it in a casual manner.
你无论怎样做。
No matter how you do it.
要有一天可以负责任。
One day you want to be responsible.
大家知道你不是随便。
So everybody don't, you do not just do it in your own way.
这样做主的工。
Then you, such a manner you minister to God.
荣耀上。
Then you glorify Him.
求主帮助我。
That God will help us.
就今天我们学到了几件事情。
So a few things we learned tonight.
我们好好存在心。
And we want to keep it in our heart.
好好行在我们的生活。
And do it in our life.
愿主赐福给我们。
God bless us.
我们听了以后。
After we heard it.
不但明白。
Don't you understand?
我们顺从。
You obedient,
不但顺从
only we are obedient,
我们遵行
when I do it,
不但遵行
only we do it,
我们留心去遵行
be careful to, be, to do it
恒心去遵行
as to be in a persistent way
愿上帝赐福给我们
God bless us
我们现在站起来再读这几句话
we arise and read this statement again
我们来念罗马书第十二章我们再从第十五节开始
15 onwards
大家一起读与喜乐的人要同乐
与哀哭的人要同哭
要
彼此同
心
不要自己高大都要扶救卑微的人
不要
自以为聪明
不要以恶报恶众人
以
为
美
的
事要留
心
去做
我们再读下一节那能为下个礼拜我们恳切祷告若是
能行
总
要
尽
力
与
众
人和
睦
亲爱的弟
兄
不要
自己伸冤
宁可让
步
听
凭
主
怒
因
为经
上
记着说
主说
伸冤
在我
我
必
报应
我们读到这个地方我们一同祷告
Let us pray.
我们一